Big thank you to everybody who suggested checking out Arcade Coffee Roasters here in Riverside.
That's like across the road, right?
It's right up the road from us. Since we've moved to Riverside, we've had to find some new places to go, and everybody was talking about how great their coffee is. So I went up there yesterday. They already had pumpkin spice coffee, so beating the big stores.
You had me at hello.
And then I got this, it was like whipped ricotta and raspberry preserve brioche bread. Oh my gosh.
I had some strawberry infused coffee there, and I've never heard of it before, and it's the best thing ever too.
It was so good, and it was such a good reminder of like, hey, there are so many cool local small businesses that we can go support rather than, oh, let's just jump to the big box stores or, you know, the normal coffee franchises that we go to, and supporting our local community.
It's the American dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we like to do, own a business one day. Can I shout out one?
Yeah.
There's a sandwich store close to where I live off Pine Street in Riverside called Butcher's Grinders.
Okay.
It looks like a hole in the wall.
Those are usually the best places.
It has the best sandwiches in the history of sandwiches, I swear, and I will stand by it for the rest of my life. And it's just a close walk by, and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
So I got too excited.
I think I might have to go try it now.
Yes.
But I think this is a good reminder too. Yesterday, and even going to go get the coffee, I was like, you know, we talk a lot about Small Business Saturday, like in November, December, but we should be supporting these small businesses year round.
I love we're doing this. So let's do an opportunity to shout out small businesses.
Yeah. What is your favorite small business? Let us know. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. And if you're a small business owner, don't be afraid to shout yourself out.
No, this is your moment.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
Free advertisement. Also, we should mention that our morning show sponsor, Altera Credit Union, right now has their small business empowerment grant that they're doing. They're going to be giving away a $10,000 grant to a Riverside County small business.
Doesn't surprise me at all because these guys are phenomenal. That's what they do.
Well, they put their money where their mouth is.
Yep.
They're literally helping out the community. If you want more info on that, that's alturacu.com/business grant. But let's hear those local businesses.
Boom. 888-431-3764. Free advertising, guys. Shout out your favorite local business. I love what we're doing this morning, showing love and appreciation to our local businesses, hardworking people trying to live the American dream. So this is your chance to shout them out, like the 714 here. The German Deli in Upland. Get the grinder, Kelly, because it's apparently so good.
Okay, you are on a sandwich kick right now.
I'm
You're
enjoying
hungry,
this,
huh?
too. Straight to my thighs.
I know. We do have a lot of food suggestions, like the 909 Olivia's in Riverside on Magnolia and Van Buren is great. And also check out Kramer's Coffee. Okay, so
like
we want to check that out. Dan in Temecula, do you want to add some businesses to check out?
The Fork and Spoon up in Idlewild. It's a wonderful little cafe. Great menu. The owner's amazing. She comes out and she helps serve also. And just great food. Amazing food.
If I was to go there, what should I get?
Oh, if you go on Wednesdays, they have barbecue specials. They have a triple plate with ribs, pulled pork, and sliders on Wednesdays
meat.
From 3 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, Dan, we're sold. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Chris in San Jacinto, what small business do you want to shout out?
I got a couple of them, but I'm definitely going to have to agree with Guy with Butch's Grinders.
Ooh.
Another one.
Okay, so it has a reputation. Sure. What do you get there?
We usually get the roast beef with everything on it. It's absolutely amazing. And if I'm not near Butch's, I go to USA Subs in Yucaipa, up over off of 2nd in Yucaipa Boulevard. Their sandwiches are amazing. The New Yorker is the best.
Sounds delicious. It's like the only time in my life I'm taking notes, Kelly.
I know.
Just jotting down here. 909 says, Olivia's in Riverside on Magnolia in Van Buren is great. Kramer's Coffee at the Brockton Arcade in Riverside is also great. Very family orientated, which we love.
909 says, Flo's Airport Cafe in the Chino Airport has the best breakfast in the IE, in my opinion. They also note that they've been struggling since COVID, so it might be a good time to help out these local businesses. And that's what we're trying to do this morning.
Absolutely. So if you have a small business you want to shout out, this is your opportunity. Let us know. 888-431-3764.
I think I've gained 10 pounds just talking about all these local restaurants.
I've written down a bunch, and I'm going to go visit all of them. No more gym. It's now going to be these restaurants.
I'm starving now that we have all these great suggestions of local businesses to check out. Our morning show sponsor, Altura Credit Union, has their small business empowerment grant that they're giving out. One local business in Riverside County is going to get $10,000.
Altura Credit Union are wonderful.
Yeah. Back in 2020, it was Route 30 Brewing. Have you ever been there?
I haven't.
Amazing beer.
Okay. That's another place I've got to check out. 951 here says, Campitelli's Cookies in Placenta. They have the best cookies and sandwiches. The lunch meat is an inch thick, so good. And the family that owns it, the most personable, love them. We support them.
Very cool. 909 says, the Etiwanda Roadhouse on Highland. I just went there about a month ago. They have amazing lunch specials. And the drinks are really good, too. But you didn't hear that from me.
No.
Abraham in San Bernardino, what's your favorite local business?
I want to shout out Three Iron Brewery in Fulton. It's a small brewery. The owners are great. They brew a beer at a time, so the taste is like nothing other.
I wish we would have known about that when our offices were in Colton.
Right. The one good thing about it.
Thanks for the suggestion, Abraham.
Thank you, guys.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you call from?
This is Robert, known as Gunny. I'm calling you from San Bernardino. I'm heading to work right now. You want the best food out there? I'm going to give you one. Baseline
yes.
Burger. It's in San Bernardino. Fantastic food beyond the world. I mean, just the biscuits and gravy. I mean, you'd be fooling me taking food home. It is awesome.
You said it's Baseline Burgers?
Baseline Burgers.
And they sell biscuits and gravy, too? Okay.
Everything. And you guys are awesome, awesome, awesome.
You're awesome, man. Casey in Riverside, your go-to small business.
I want to add the Riverside Airport Cafe. Hands down, the best.
And what's your go-to item that you order there?
The breakfast time, we get the biscuits and gravy with chorizo on top.
Oh.
Amazing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Good.
Chorizo, that's next level.
Yes, it's amazing. It's so good.
I'm going to have to take the day off after that.
Yeah, it's a little heavy, but hey, after a night of drinking, it's the go-to for sure.
I feel like we're making like a SoCal loop. We can hit up some of these breweries and then end there for the chorizo biscuits and gravy to nurse our hangover.
You know me, I'm all in for that. I don't know if I'm more excited now for shouting out small business or the selection of small businesses I've got to feed my stomach.
Oh, I mean, the list is huge here. 909 says Badlands Barbecue in Norco, one of the best to check out.
All the meat, bring it.
We want to hear about all of these. You can weigh in on our Instagram and Facebook. Let us know what small businesses we should check out. You get a fast car.